So today we're on our 10th and final command, found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. And it's the command, you shall not covet. It says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. That seems pretty comprehensive, doesn't it? But what does it actually mean to covet? Well, to covet means to desire, to possess a thing, to want to take possession of something or someone that is not ours to have. And Moses makes it clear. It could be a house, wife, servants, ox, donkey, in fact, anything that belongs to your neighbor. So this command seems pretty specific. It seems pretty comprehensive. You should not desire these things if they belong to somebody else. Now, this 10th command is different from the other commands, like do not murder, do not steal, do not lie. It's different in that it's primarily aimed at the heart. And there is a difference between an outward and an inward command. What do I mean? Well, you can command a child to clear up their room or to do their homework, but you cannot command them to think happy thoughts as they do it. The first 9 commandments are largely directed towards outward obedience, but the 10th commandment is directed towards the attitude of the heart. This is important. Just because a person obeys God's law outwardly does not mean that they are obeying from the heart. The outward and the inward are related. If we don't obey from the heart, are we really obeying God at all? Jesus, in his teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, made this pretty clear. He said on one occasion, you've heard that it was said, do not murder, otherwise you'll be subject to judgment. But I say, anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. On another occasion, he said, you've heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart. You see, the heart of our problem is the problem of the human heart and its wants, its desires, its heart's desire. Remember the story where a rich young ruler comes to Jesus and falls at his feet and says, Rabbi, or good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, you know, the commands, keep the commands. And he reels off these commands. And the rich man replies, I've kept all these since I was a boy. Jesus, instead of patting him on the back, says to him, you lack one thing. He looks at him lovingly. He loves this guy. He says, but you lack one thing. Go and sell everything you have. Give it to the poor and come and follow me. See, Jesus knows the human heart. He knows the condition of each of our hearts. He knows the desires deep within our heart. And our problem is all about those desires, those wants. So often our desires and our wants, they're selfish, they're sinful. It may be that we look around us and we see others that appear to have great lives. They have good jobs, they have pretty or handsome partners, they have beautiful houses and plenty of leisure time. And we get jealous, we get envious. We get dissatisfied with our mundane lives and with having to work all the hours under the sun just to survive, just to pay the bills. We fantasize and lust for a different life, a different love. Why is this command so important? Because to covet potentially leads us to all the other sins. If we don't get hold of this problem, we're in danger in all the other areas. If we open the door, then we can walk through into any other of these areas. So what is the antidote to this problem of covetousness? I'll suggest contentment. In that passage in Psalm 37 that we looked at earlier, there are a number of helpful points that the psalmist makes. He says it's important to be content with your position in life. In Psalm 37, verses 1 to 3, we read this. Do not fret because of evil men, or be anxious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like the green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. If we're truly trusting in God for our lives, if we truly believe that he's the one who's given us our gifts, our talents, our personalities, who we are, then it's important that we learn to be content in the positions that he gives us and in the gifts and the talents that he gives to us, and that we exercise them to the best of our abilities. That we don't look around at other people and wish that we had their gifts and talents, that we don't look at those often who get to positions of influence or seem to be doing things that we think we would like to do, but that we're content and we're not envious of those around us. It's all about trusting in what God has given to us and who he has made us to be. Secondly, the psalmist talks about being content with the Lord. In Psalm 37 verse 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. First and foremost, we're called to worship God. Before our witness, before our work, we're called to worship and to delight ourselves in him. And the psalmist suggests that when we do that, he gives us the desires of our heart. Because those desires are pure and they're coming from the right motivation. So be content in the Lord. Then it says, be content with your possessions. In Psalm 37, verse 16, it says, better the little that the righteous has than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. I love those verses in Proverbs 30, verses 7 and 9. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and still, and so dishonor the name of my God. What a great prayer that is to pray. I think that for the most of us, our problem is not that we have too little, or nor is it that we have too much. Our problem is that we want more than we need. Epicurus, the famous Greek philosopher, wrote this. He said, if you want to make a man happy, add not to his possessions, but take away from his desires. That's the key to contentment. Where is our heart's desire? What motivates us to live the life we live, to do the things we do? I wonder if we're honest, what unhelpful desires are we needing to surrender to the Lord? Maybe let's just take a moment to consider those things. Let's pray together. O Lord, you are my shepherd, and I should not be in want. But so often I struggle to be content and do want, forgetting that you have graciously provided me with every spiritual blessing in Christ and everything I need for life and for godliness. Thank you for often not giving me what I want, because my desires would draw my heart from being satisfied in you. Help me to be content in you with what you have given me, and to not be focused on what my flesh wants or the world tells me that I should have. Protect me from coveting possessions or people, talent or influence, relationships or prestige. Keep my heart from being anxious for what I don't have, and make me thankful for the numerous gifts that you have already given me. Help me learn to be content in any situation like Paul, and to quickly reject the idolatry that dwells beneath the surface of my coveting. I ask you to continually bring to mind your faithful provision for all of my needs, that Christ died for the sin of coveting, and that in Christ I am free to be content and live righteously, and that godliness with contentment is greater gain than pleasing my flesh. Amen.